Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please.
This is the I Am Rappaport Podcast.
This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from the backyard of the Gloom Tomb in Los Angeles, California. I've had to go outside. It's finally cooled down. Been in the middle of some sort of do the right thing-esque heat wave out here. And I'm outside. My name is Michael Rappaport. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. They call me the Backdoor Man. And this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm in here with my co-host, Mr. Monetti.
What's up?
G Moody.
Yes.
Rhymes with Duty. A.K.A. Hell the Black yeah. Ed McMahon. I'm sipping on a ginger ale because I got a little bit of a stomach situation going on tonight. And we're doing the damn thing. Monetti, what's really good?
Everything is copacetic, man.
Yeah, you know, the people have wanted to hear our opinion about Derrick Rose getting traded to the New York Knicks. We'll get into that. The draft... nobody seemed to come dressed totally inappropriately.
Yeah.
You know, the kids, these seem like a bunch of good kids, young kids. It's so crazy how young they look. I don't ever remember these guys. I mean, they look like one of those kids looked like he was 15. I can't remember his name. He looked crazy at the draft. It looked like he was somebody's little brother. Probably definitely doesn't shave. And just looking young, man. But shit, I don't know. Are they looking younger or are we looking older, Monetti?
I think they're looking younger, man. And I got to tell them one thing, give them some advice. Stay away from those sneaker chases.
Listen, you guys, we had two New York Knicks have situations last year. Just to remind you, Clay Anthony Early went to a strip club with a chick in Queens and got robbed. And what's his name? Derek Williams took a chick home from a club and they robbed him. You know, this guy, Derek Williams on the Knicks, he gets robbed by some chicks in New York City and now he's got the balls. To put the balls big enough to put himself on the free agency market. Listen, my man, we don't want you here. You played yourself. You got robbed. Sure. I mean, it's not like anybody's like knocking down doors to keep you here in New York. You made the whole city look bad.
No doubt.
So yeah, you young guns, young shooters, you young ball players. We don't need to give you on the court advice. Watch out for the DMs. Watch out for these chicks on Instagram. Watch out for these chicks on Twitter. Watch out for the Snapchat shit. Because they're coming Watch after out. You guys. They're coming, and they're coming hard body karate.
Beautiful women.
I never knew that there were this many beautiful women around the world until they invented social media. You would think it totally skews the way you look at the real world.
Yep, absolutely, man.
I see pretty women out, and I'm like, oh, she must have a lot of followers. That's what I think in my head. That's like one of the first things that, like, oh, I wonder, is this girl on Instagram? I wonder, is she, like, popping on Instagram? That's insane.
Yeah, that's where we at now, bro.
For new listeners, I'm just going to give you a quick Cliff Notes version of what this is. Again, it's the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. We don't fact check anything.
Nope.
Why fact check? Real men speak their mind and let the chips fall where they're going to fall. We're going to get into it right after this. The I Am Rapoport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. Casper Mattresses is an award-winning company that makes the most ridiculously relaxing, supportive mattresses sold directly to the consumers. Sleek, new designed beds delivered directly to your doorstep in a small box. The Casper mattress is available in 6 sizes and a 10-year full warranty. It's made and stitched right here in the United States of America. Free 2 to 5 day shipping in the United States and Canada. Casper is so confident in the mattress that it'll give you a 100-night free trial with the mattress. And if you're not happy, Casper will pick up the mattress for free with a full refund. Okay, it'll donate or recycle the mattress to somebody who really appreciates a great night's sleep. A great nap on a lazy afternoon. Go to Casper.com and save $50 using the promo code Rapoport. R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. That's Casper Mattresses. C-A-S-P-E-R. Casper.com. Check it out. I sleep on one every single night and love it. All right, see, I am Rapoport Stereo Podcast. I am still suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic finals disorder. I'm coming down finally after the NBA Finals. As you know, I was rooting for the Golden State Warriors. By the way, yo, I want to give this is just an impromptu, G Monetti.
All right.
Sick fuck of the week.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy is really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. The door?
You what?
You fuck the door?
Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given.
You did.
What?
No.
No.
No. No!
I saw this. This is on Twitter. And so I'm not revealing this for the first time. It's all over Instagram and Twitter. At the Cleveland Cavaliers parade, they have never won a championship in franchise history. a guy who looked like he was some sort of baboon. He was like a 6'9" white guy. He looked ginormous, like a big guy. For some reason, during the parade in Cleveland, this guy stopped, started taunting the other people at the parade, bent down, and picked up a handful of horse shit and started eating it. You sick fuck you. This person needs to be, they should have arrested him on sight. I don't know what the charges would have been, but that is the type of person. He shouldn't be out in public. He's going to probably catch some sort of malaria or something. This is the sick fuck of the week. Do you see the footage of this guy?
I've seen it, and my jaw dropped.
And then he like threw some in his mouth and like was gargling it. This is true. It was so disgusting and otherworldly. It was. Listen, my moniker is the Gringo Mandingo. I love the gorillas. I love the apes. But leave the shit eating to them.
Why would he do such a thing?
He had to be hopped up on bath salts and something. I don't even know what kind of drug concoction, what kind of mix, what kind of cocktail can get you into eating horse shit. Not human shit, not dog shit. Piles and piles of straight horse shit.
Damn.
You're a pig. J.R. Smith was all up at the parade. How the fuck do we get down this road? I wanted to stay off this road. But now it's like once I start thinking about the Cavaliers and LeBron and the finals, I can't get off the train. J.R. Smith was all up and down at the parade with his shirt off, acting right. A fool. He gave Jim Brown the trophy, the Larry O'Brien trophy. Proudly, he's sitting there walking Jim Brown out, who's an older gentleman, with his shirt off. You know how Jim Brown must have just been, what do you think Jim Brown would have said to J.R. Smith?
Jim Brown would have been like, he would have kicked it to him after, like brought him back in behind the scenes and said, you know, put your fucking shirt on, man.
Well, Jim, you know, we this is our first championship. You know, I'm out here. I'm getting lit.
Put your fucking shirt on. You won a championship, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't mean you come out here naked. You show class, motherfucker.
Yo, how could he be out there with Jim Brown with his shirt off looking fucking nuts, man?
That's his deal, man. Like they say, that's JR will be JR.
Right.
And he's crying, he's pleading. He knows he's a fucker.
Right. Right.
He, you know, like remember Ron Artest? He knew he had a screw loose.
Right. He embraced it.
Right. And he thanked his psychologist. He knew something was amiss in him. And JR is admitting that now, too.
He's just like, fuck it. It just took him like a long time to admit it. But he's just embracing his crazy.
Yeah. He can't behave himself. So he's having a trouble with that.
By the way, I am truly outside of my house, so if you hear dogs barking, don't mind them. I'm trying to shut them up, but they're from the backyard. All right, so the people wanted to know what they wanted because we're the voice of New York, the voices of New York, the people, the folk, the train riding, subway riding, bus riding, bicycle, New York City's. Voice.
Right. And Star wanted to know if we had made a statement about it.
What do you think of Derrick Rose being traded to the New York Knicks?
I like it, but I hope he doesn't come here with an orthopedic shoe.
D Rose, listen to me. Don't be coming here with no bullshit. We love you. We fuck with you. I met you once. This guy is sweet. No Bruno. And I say no Bruno with all due respect. Just for the humor and the ba-dum-bum. Not out of any disrespect.
That's right.
Just to be clear, hearts, sentiments go out to the people in Orlando still.
Yes, indeed.
And the gun control shit, we'll get to that later. the fucking sit-in. I want to go to the sit-in. Let's stay focused on D. Rose. We love you, D. Rose. We've been rocking with you from the beginning. I hated to see you injured and maimed game after game, month after month. I think it's a good trade. We finally got rid of fucking Jose Calderon. How could you rally around Jose Calderon as your point guard?
Word. Get him out of the league, man. Put him in the fucking D League. He got a name. His name sound like a D League.
Jose Calderon. You've had a good run.
This ain't Argentina or whatever. Man, you're not fit for this league, B.
And we finally got rid of Jose Calderon and we got rid of Pablo Prigioni. So that's a good start right there. Listen, right. Like everybody says, we don't have any incredible insight to D Rose. If he's healthy and he's 75% of the player he used to be or 85% of the player he used to be, it's going to work out fantastic. They'll know right away whether or not it's good or not, because if he's on the court, it's a great trade. I think him, Carmelo, and Porzingis is a good three. They're talking about all kinds of other people coming to the Knicks. You know, now it's like rumor. I heard this. It's like, where did you hear that from, motherfucker? Everybody with their sources. Chris Broussard. Sources have told me that Dwight Howard met Phil Jackson for a slice of pizza downtown. Sources also told me that during the meeting, Pau Gasol FaceTimed Mr. Jackson, and they were on a three-way FaceTime. Sources told me that they were giggling during the call.
Everything is sources.
Everybody with their sources. Everybody heard this, heard that. It's all bullshit. All sorts of things are going to happen. They have the salary cap is up. Players are going to be getting rich. And so our consensus on D Rose is like the Chicago Bulls consensus. We want him to play good. I think it'll be a fresh start for him. He did good in Chicago while he was healthy. He's from Chicago. I think that sometimes being in the same city that you're from, there's pros and cons to it. I think that the New York fans will love him, especially when he's on the court. The New York media, listen, my man's not the most talkative guy in sports. Okay, even when he's good, Derrick Rose, you're not going to get a bunch of sound bites from him.
No.
Just know that now. So take it easy on him, because my man is not going to be Mr. Personality. He's not Mr. Shuck and Jive. He's a low-key dude. He seems like just a genuinely shy dude. So don't come to him for all that shit. Go to Porzingis, okay? You can't understand him either, but everybody loves him. Guy barely speaks the fucking language. He's 20 years old. So just take it easy on Derrick Rose, all the sports media and all that stuff, because you know already that he's not coming there doing knock-knock jokes at the press conference. That's just not his thing.
No.
I want to give a shout-out to Malachi Richardson, drafted number 22, best name in the draft. Malachi Richardson, as you know, me and G Monetti are known as the Malachi Brothers. When we come at you hard body karate, you get the Malachi Crunch, just like they did it on Happy Days. Remember those guys on Happy Days?
Yeah, I love them guys.
You got anything to add on Derrick Rose?
I think Derrick Rose is going to be good here because it's only a one-year deal, and I think it's a contract year, right?
Right.
This is when they show their ass. This is when they go crazy. So, barring any injury, you're going to get a nice Derrick Rose because he wants to show the league he's due another contract.
Like, I'm good for one. He's on some shit.
Yes. I am Rappaport Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, you know, this segment that I'm going to go into next, I feel like we're going to have to name this because this has become a common thing. We've done this. I think this is the third or fourth time we've done this. Consummate stickman, Coxman, Leonardo DiCaprio has yet another player hater out there trying to defame what he does. And what he does.
Who is this?
This fucking guy's name is Nicholas Didomizio. Ditto Mizio. I don't know how to really, I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it right, but he doesn't get the respect of me learning how to spell out his name. But it's a guy named Nicholas Ditto Mizio, and he's a reporter. He wrote an article defaming one of the greatest coxmen, arguably the greatest coxman of his generation, as being that his fuck style is not buck wild. They said that he said, again, this is, people could say anything. You know, that's the thing about the media. It's not even just these blogs, the sports media, the political media. You could say you heard or a person claiming. That's how those tabloids, they say all that shit. Sources told them. They could just make that shit up. Sources could be your cousin or the guy on the corner, taking a shit during broad daylight. Right. But this guy said that DiCaprio, that his fuck style isn't buck wild. That some girl reported.
How would
that
he know?
That's what I'm saying. That he's lazy, selfish, and downright rude. That during the sex act, Leo put on the headphones and started vaping his vape cigarette, and then he just signaled her to keep going while he laid back and zoned out. What's wrong with that? Number one, let her do her thing.
Yeah, and why is this guy commenting on somebody else's fuck style?
Yeah, Nicholas Ditto Mizio. Why are you talking about some other man's fuck game? What difference does that have to do to you?
You're not a judge.
Yeah, who is you? This ain't the Olympics. This is some Greg Louganis shit. Word. This isn't a diving board contest. Maybe my man wanted to rock the headphones. And yo, there's nothing. Maybe he was listening to some Wu-Tang smoking on his vape cigarette. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want with who you're with. And who are you? This guy wasn't in there with him, right?
Yeah, and what's your fuck style like, Nicholas Ditto Mizio?
Oh, I know what. He's a micro-penis motherfucker. That's what he is.
Yeah, his fuck game is not insane. So that's this week's segment of defending Leo. Because we don't like it. These guys are player-hating. They're just trying to knock him down because he's doing his thing.
And they're jealous.
They're jealous because you'd be hard-pressed, as I've said before, to find somebody that has to say something bad about DiCaprio. And I'm saying this not just out of admiration, because you wouldn't be hard-pressed to find somebody to say something bad about me. Trust me, you could walk out your door and people are going to just be willing to tell you anything about me. But for somebody that's worked with so many people, been with so many ladies, done so many things, and coming across so many people day after day, work after work, and nobody has anything bad to say about him, this is a good dude.
Yeah.
Don't worry about his fuck style, okay? It obviously, it's working for him because he's going, he's doing his thing.
He bagged 100 chicks.
He's on some Fonzie shit. He literally could snap his fingers and the entire club will walk out with him.
And it happened.
Right. It happens time and time again.
These cats are just jealous, rap. Money is a micro penis dude, and he just got to write ill shit about other people. Get your shit in order and leave the next man alone.
Yeah, not that I'm interested in coming to judge your fuck style, but I'm just letting you know, how would you like that if somebody was writing about your fuck game? Come on, man. I want to get invited to this sit-in in Washington, the gun protesting.
Right.
Now's the time to get on some political shit. Everybody knows what's going on down there. The Democratic Party, a lot of them had a sit-in the other day to try to push some legislation so people can't just go to get guns like they're going to get a Big Mac and a milkshake. It can't continue to be this way. The sad thing about, one of the saddest things about what happened, the massacre in Orlando, is like these things are becoming so common that you can't even find the emotion to be devastated by it because you're not surprised anymore.
Right.
It's terrible. It has to stop. You shouldn't be able to go get a gun just as easy as you could go get a fucking Snapple at the store. Right. It shouldn't work that way.
Yo, Rap, I got some crazy shit right here, man. Check this out. A woman got arrested for letting strangers fondle her genitals and breasts for 30 seconds in public. She did that to highlight the need for consent for sexual acts. So she would be on the street, and then you could walk up and just feel her up for 30 seconds. And she, you know, it's to raise awareness. Like, how you come up, how you decide to do that? Where do you pick? Why you don't, you should do that shit in Brownsville.
Yeah. What do you think that would happen if she did that in Brownsville? The Brownsville section of Brooklyn.
Raise awareness everywhere. What would happen?
White people shit. Let's just call it what it is. That is some white people crazy shit. What are you talking about? She's telling people to fondle her, and she's trying to raise awareness. Does this need to be a sick fuck also, or just a dumb fuck?
Sick slash dumb fuck.
Yeah, we don't even have a theme song for a sick slash dumb fuck. We have the sick fuck of the week theme song, okay? But we don't have anything for the sick slash dumb fuck theme song of the week. I mean, maybe we need to make one. People are getting more far out on a weekly basis out here.
That is so silly. Now, I got some guy on, I think, that was on Ooh-Wee. I think he was on this, man.
Explain to people. Again, you know, we have new listeners week after week. Now, our hardcore listeners who've been with us from the beginning, they know what that Ooh-Wee is. Explain what that Ooh-Wee is, G. Monetti.
Synthetic marijuana, we call that Ooh-Wee.
Ooh-Wee.
Yes. So, this ex-NFL player, Stanley Wilson, broke into a home naked. and he got shot by the homeowner.
Of course.
His father, Stanley Wilson Sr., is notoriously known for missing the Super Bowl because he went on a coke binge.
Right. Right.
So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right. So this guy is still wilding out.
The sins of the father gets passed on to the son.
Yo, let me tell you something. You got to be so out of your tree to be out in public butt-ass naked to begin with. Because that's never something you forget to do, is put on your clothes.
Word.
So many things can go wrong just walking barefoot. Like if you go to take your garbage out barefoot, anything could happen. You could step on a piece of glass. You could step in some dog shit. You could step in a puddle. You could step on a nail. But to be walking around and be totally butt ass, and then be so out of your tree that you're going to go and rob a house, you're whacked out of your mind. Well, what do you do with people like that? Like, how do you treat them? Where do you put them?
Crazy,
they need
man.
They need to start opening up like a chain of cuckoo's nests. Like straight up, like it's like you know how they have Subway and they have Domino's. Like there needs to be somebody needs to open up a chain of psychiatric places, and they're like all like Starbucks because that it's. I mean, you can't put these guys in jail. They shouldn't be in jail, but I think somebody could cake off, unlock them the fuck up the way they did like with Jack Nicholson and them. Give them a little shock therapy and get them back to normal.
Yeah. We need mental illness drive-throughs, shit like that. Where
exactly, like it's not a big deal. Like you don't have to go through a whole system. Like, listen, you're obviously out of your fucking mind. You just broke into a house butt-ass naked. You were on that Ooh-Wee. We're throwing you in here for 6 months, okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to be in the Cuckoo's Nest and that's it. And you're not watching the World Series. Same like they did in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, that movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you know, I that is one of my favorite movies, man. That is truly one of my favorite movies. I love that fucking movie, man, so much.
Great, great film.
So good. I mean, just on every single level. Yo, you remember that cop? I believe it was last summer. It was in Dallas. It was all over the news, all over the
internet.
He picked up and body slammed the 15-year-old girl when the pool party, they had some disruption. I mean, like a little girl, a 15-year-old girl. We talked about it on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. This was last year, around last June of 2015. This dude who body slammed this 15-year-old girl.
Right.
I mean, and was brutalizing her. No charges. Nothing.
Hey, that's not surprising to many of black people. We hope for justice sometime, but more than likely it's not going to be, because that's been the history. Just like with Baltimore, the judge basically ruled that this guy, Freddie Gray, basically killed himself. So another cop got no charges for indifference to life and manslaughter and stuff like that, because he was the guy driving the truck, and they say that's what he was driving erratically and stuff. So he didn't get charged. He's walking. So that's usually what happens.
Yo, people need to accept the reality, and this goes on. There's no way to hide it. There's no way to trivialize it. You like that 15-year-old girl, you'll never see a video of a white cop body slamming a 15-year-old white girl. Where's the video of that?
Also, too, it's how the system views black people. Like, that's why there's no justice, because we're not viewed like full citizens. That's why this continues to happen. And it only happens to black Americans.
Right.
Like that injustice on a continuum, constantly. Just with Rodney King, and you could see when Richard Nixon said, yeah, there's a war on black people, and then you see the LAPD, you kind of see it. The terrorism, and then the no justice, and all this stuff. So I know these things, so I'm not surprised when I see, cases like this. I know.
Speaking of no good judges, this was beyond funny. And it was almost like this was like some sort of like AMC movie. This guy, his name is Denver Allen in Georgia.
Right.
He was in court last week talking wild to this judge. They have the transcript. He was accused of killing somebody in jail, this guy, Denver Allen.
Dang.
The first thing that was reported in the court is that this guy, Denver Allen, said to his public defender he would only do a good job if he allowed him to give him oral sex. And then things went, this is what he said to his lawyer. And then he told, and then the judge, Durham, obviously he advised him against it, because where do you, and then things just went crazy. The Mr. Allen told the judge, go fuck yourself, I'm through. The judge said, I'm finding you in contempt. And Allen said, I don't care. And he said, I know you don't. And I sentenced you to 20 days. Now, I feel like me, myself, if I said fuck you to any judge, I'd get 90 days off the top. How could you only get 20 days after you're accused of killing somebody for saying fuck you to a judge? And then Mr. Allen said, fuck you again. And the judge said 40 days. And then the guy, Allen, said, fuck you again. He said 60 days. I'd already be at, like, throw away the key. And then he said, go fuck yourself. And then he said, your mama. And then the judge said, I'm putting you away for 10 years. And Mr. Allen said, suck my dick. And then the judge said, you know, this is going to be an interesting trial. And then he went on to say, you ain't going to tell me shit, judge. And then he told the judge to suck his dick again. And he called him, suck my dick, you fuck man. And it just went on and on and on and on and on. And apparently, this gentleman here, Mr. Allen, has an interest in white boys with big butts. That's what he told the judge. He likes white men with big butts. This is a factual thing. You could read the transcript. But I just don't understand how. Why is a judge even talking? Again, why are you talking to this person? Lock him up. Throw away the keys. Hey, what good is this person?
The judge is taking things personal, taking those insults personal. Yo, you just could put the gavel down and send him out of the courtroom. You arguing back and forth with a lunatic. So that puts you at the level of a lunatic.
Right.
No good judge.
No good judge. And they're arguing with a crazy person.
Yeah.
Dumb fuck. See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yo, Rap, you know Taylor Swift got a new ass.
What?
Taylor Swift got a new ass. Like, she got a new ass.
What, she got a fake ass put in?
Yeah.
Where'd you see this? Well, I gotta be honest. If anybody deserves and should get themselves a fake ass, it's Taylor Swift.
I mean, she need it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm not dissing her. I'm saying you look good, baby. You did it.
Did you see this new ass in person or something?
No, I saw before and after pic. She had to get a new ass. She couldn't be out here like that.
Yeah, she looked crazy.
Yeah, you can't. So she get a little leeway. Because she's not trying to have black features. She just said, I needed an ass.
Like, it hurts sitting down. Like, I have no ass. Like, this doesn't feel good. Just like, resting. Resting.
I need some kind of padding.
Something. I hear you. Yo, did you hear about this thing with the group Led Zeppelin, who have been sued many times in the past for stealing blues riffs from blues musicians? I don't know about many times, but I know they were sued, you know, for ripping off old songs. But they're probably their most favorite famous song, Stairway to Heaven, a group that they toured with back in the 60s. All of a sudden, I don't know why, they waited till now to try to take them to court, say that song was ripped off, and they were exonerated of that. Which I think that if they would have gotten ripped off for stealing Stairway to Heaven, it would have really been the end of their legacy, because golly, man, you can't just steal every shit.
Right. But it wasn't true, though, right?
Nah, they got off.
Good, because I like that.
Yeah, the Led Zeppelin is dope. You fuck with Led
Drummer,
Zeppelin, right?
John Bonham is one of the best drummers of all time.
Yeah, they're no joke. All right, so listen, people in Minnesota, we're coming live and direct, sincerely live and direct. Me and G Monetti, the worldwide phenomenon, is going on a worldwide tour, July 28th at the Cedar Cultural Center. The following night, July 29th, at Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, our dream guest is Latrell Sprewell, live from Turner Hall Ballroom. I don't want to confirm that yet, but we're getting close. Yo, how hype would you be to interview Sprewell in Milwaukee at Turner Hall Ballroom on July 29th on stage? That would be, first of all, Spree, if you're listening to this, just know we're humongous fans. We're coming with nothing but respect and admiration. We love you. We love you as a player, and we ain't doing. We're not the cheap shot assholes, okay? So we're trying our best to make that work on the 29th of July, and then on the 31st, we're coming to the Lincoln Hall in Chicago, Illinois. Okay, it's the worldwide I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast tour. Again, anybody could start their tour in Radio City Music Hall. Of course we can do that. We can do that with our eyes closed or at the Hollywood Palladium. These kinds of big venues. But we want to start right in the heartland of America, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the Cedar Cultural Center. Let me tell you something. Me and G Monetti, we had some incredible times in Minnesota. So all my people in Minnesota, the good people, I like that city, man. Very artistic. A beautiful city. They got great lakes out there, of course. But just, you know, the thing that surprised me about that is it's very cultural. They love music, of course, in Minnesota. They love film. They love the arts. So I feel like the crowd at the Cedar Cultural Center, which I what does it hold, like 10,000 people? Is it 10,000 or 250? I don't know. It doesn't make a difference. It's going to be a fucking crazy fan base. We're bringing soft-ass I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. I'm going to be wearing my championship ring the whole tour. Anyway, we're going to be back next week on the regular schedule, unless something comes up. You never know when an emergency podcast will come up. Yo, shout out to all the people that are listening to the podcast. Continue to write reviews on iTunes, good, bad, or indifferent. If you love us, great. If you don't love us, you could say it on iTunes. Don't come back if you don't love us. If you see me in the street and you shit on us, don't ask for a selfie. You're not getting one. You get this. I spit on you. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. And listen to this. Listen to this shit right here. These are all G Monetti moody beats. And we out, as they say.